You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the lawsuit between Epic Games and Fortnite and Apple. Three things happened in quick succession that were pretty important, pretty complicated. First, Epic said, you know what? We're going to start allowing people to buy things with their own payment system inside of Fortnite. We're not going to rely on Apple anymore. If you have an iPhone and you're playing Fortnite, you want to make a payment inside the game, just do it with us. Of course, this is a big no-no. Apple demands that it control all the payments, and it takes a 30% cut. So if I make an app, I sell you something for a dollar in the app, I get 70 cents, Apple gets 30 cents. Fortnite was saying, hey, we're so popular, we're one of the top five grossing apps. We're going to do it ourselves. And we're going to pass some of the savings on to our customers, and of course, pocket some of the profits. Well, naturally, Apple responded because they're Apple and they have clear rules. And they said, okay, you're going to do that? We're kicking you out. See you later. And they kicked Fortnite out of the App Store. Similar things happened with Google on a slightly slower pace. As soon as Epic was kicked out, as soon as Fortnite was kicked out, Epic filed a lawsuit. Obviously, they had been anticipating this next move by Apple. And the lawsuit says, well, Apple is a horrible monopolist. They're unfairly using their monopoly over app stores to extract unfair rents. So who's in the right here? Clearly, Apple does deserve some money from the many apps that make a lot of money through the App Store. Apple does monitor the App Store. They have a lot of people who work on the App Store. We need to be able to pay those people salaries. Apple deserves credit for having invented the App Store. But it is also true that there is essentially a duopoly on operating systems on phones. You either use Google Play or use iOS. And those two app stores charge crazy, crazy rents. It is insane to me that Apple takes a 30% cut. If there were 15 different kinds of phones and 15 different app stores, there would be competition, and it would drive the price down to, I don't know, 2%, 1%. Instead, because there are only two companies and they more or less collude, they take huge, huge amounts of money, which means that it is harder to develop a game or really anything in the App Store than it should be. It knocks out competition and it just gives more money to these trillion-dollar companies. So as a matter of principle, I think a 30% cut is outrageous. I think Apple should get a hell of a lot less. It shouldn't be zero. But the question is, well, how do you determine that as a matter of law? How can it be legal to get a 1% cut but not a 30% cut? Well, I guess that's what we're going to see from the courts. We're going to see whether what Apple is doing is unfair or whether what they're doing is going to be legally okay. But there could not be a bigger opponent for them than Epic and Fortnite. I'm very eager to see how this plays out. All right, have a good weekend.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.